Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about the health benefits of quercetin. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid found in a number of different common whole foods, including apples, cherries, dark berries, peppers, cruciferous veggies, leafy greens, green tea, citrus, tomatoes, cocoa, whole grains, asparagus, red wine, capers, and especially in onions. It's also found in the herbs ginkgo, St. John's wort, and elderberry. It's gained a lot of attention lately as an adjunctive immune support supplement, and for good reason, but it has a lot more health benefits than just immune support. But I will start with that. So zinc is a very important cofactor for numerous enzymatic reactions in the body, many of which are critical for immune function. Therefore, zinc ionophores can also aid in immune support as they will assist the zinc ion in its quest to get inside the cells where it can be effectively utilized. Quercetin is one such ionophore. EGCG, which is found in green tea, is another. And since quercetin is also found in green tea, that's another good reason to incorporate more green tea into your diet. Quercetin acts like an all-around cellular gatekeeper also. In addition to keeping zinc helping zinc to get inside the cells, quercetin also blocks viruses from entering the cells, where they would otherwise hijack the cell's genetic machinery for their own replication. It's been shown to have direct antiviral properties against influenza A, hepatitis B and C, Ebola, dengue, Japanese encephalitis virus, and Zika virus. It stands to reason that it may perform similar actions against other viruses as well. All bioflavonoids share antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, and quercetin is no exception. It has been shown to especially decrease secretion of inflammatory cytokines, and since many Western diseases are associated with chronic inflammation, this makes quercetin helpful for insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, liver fibrosis, and alcohol-related liver injury. It also has promise as an adjunctive cancer support. Because pain can often be inflammatory in nature, hence the ubiquitous use of NSAIDs for inflammatory pain, quercetin was also studied for its ability to arrest inflammatory pain. It was shown to be effective for this as well. Allergies. So I probably used quercetin the most in my practice over the years for its mast cell stabilizing properties. Mast cells carry histamine and release it in the presence of an allergic trigger. Prescription cromolyn is often prescribed to stabilize mast cells. However, its effectiveness declines quickly and it's less effective as a prophylaxis for this. Quercetin can be used both prophylactically to stabilize mast cells, and it's also been shown to be more effective than cromolyn. Additionally, quercetin helps to balance the T-helper 1, T-helper 2 immune cells, which is a teeter-totter that helps to mitigate allergic predisposition. It also has been shown to decrease IgE release, the immunoglobulin that's responsible for allergies. So bottom line, a whole foods-based diet, since you noticed it was in almost everything, is definitely the place to begin with supplementing quercetin, as you will not get just quercetin from that, but also all of the supporting micronutrients necessary for optimal health. But if you're interested in adding additional quercetin to your supplement regime, typical doses range from 250 to 1,000 milligrams 1 to 2 times daily. So I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.